only thing, so when it rises, we must rise up to the occasion to go in and get that which belongs to us. That which God has ordained and destined for your life. Because faith without works is dead.
Right.
So if you do your part to get what it is God has for you, it will not come.
That's right.
Oh, I'm sorry to tell you, but it's there. But you got to go get it. It's about recovering something that you lost.
How'd that happen?
This is about recovering something you've been promised and you ain't get yet. Somebody shout hallelujah. In other words, if he promised it, and his promises are yes and amen, and he's a promise keeper, then the key to getting what God has ordained and destined for you is now left up into our hands, the people of God. And the people of God must move by faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. But he promised it. And if he promised it, he's going to give it. I got to tell you, there's some things that God has promised me I have yet to obtain. And because he promised them, I believe them. So there's no such thing as me just retiring or laying back and, you know, you have to be careful. Okay? But I need to be busy what it is he's called me to do. I need to be faithful in what he's called me to do. I must be diligent in what he called me to do. I must be committed to what he's called me to do. I must be consistent to what he's called.
Talk about it, Pastor.
I hope I'm at the right place today, because I believe this is what God is saying. And I'm telling you, it's encouraging, because I want the people of God to get this. I need you to get this down on the inside of you. And so, and I'm reading a word in Samuel, 1 Samuel, verse 30, which is where I'm going to be coming from today. Amen. And it was exciting to hear that read this morning, and I didn't tell them that that's where I was coming from. But I also want them to be queued up for Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 30. They'll have that whole chapter read. But I want to remind us, as I spoke last week, when the Lord said, arise, and he told Joshua to rise. And Joshua was a little concerned.
Chapter 11.
Because Joshua was saying, you know, Moses,
1 through 30.
Your servant, they know. And they responded to him because they saw the signs and wonders that Moses had done. And so Joshua was a little concerned that they would not respond to him because they hadn't seen him do any signs and wonders. Now I want to share with you, some of y'all are concerned about who you are and even made some statements that, how is God going to use me? but I want to encourage you this morning that God can use anybody he wants, just as he chose Joshua. And he said, Joshua, he said, told him to allow that word of the law to never depart out of his mouth, to mutter on him. And I told y'all, to mutter is to chew something to its finest component.
I forgot about that.
The greatest example I can give you is a cow. A cow chewing on hay. And I always imagine myself, how in the world does a cow get so big off of eating hay? But whatever the ingredients are, the nutrients that the cow needs are in the hay. And the cow mutters
on
them
on that camera. Can we come
to
on
the point it gets what it needs to grow. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah. So in other words, I want you to get the word of God. And I need you to start muttering on it, chewing on it, and to get it. Because that's what's missing in most of our lives. And I can tell you, just listening to somebody is not enough. I mean, I'm glad I could come to you and give you the truth. I'm not sure about anybody else. But it's not what I just say, it's what you believe. And so in other words, you need to get that word down in the inside of you, and that word will start talking to you. That's what I love about the Bible. You know, I'm just like you, when I opened it up, I didn't understand a word it was saying. But it wasn't long. The more I got into it, the more it got into me. And the more it got into me, the more it started speaking to me. And so now when I open the Bible up, it talks to me. And so I want to share with you this morning out of Samuel, 1 Samuel, verse 30. And this is something that I want to share with you about God's servant David. And David, there's a number of things that I want to share that resembles of what Joshua was doing and what he did. But I want to encourage you, this recovering all, how God wants you to go after that which he has promised you. Amen. So it says, now, verse 1, now it happened when David and his men had came to Ziklag on the third day, the Amalekites had invaded the south of Ziklag. I want to share with you, there was a war going on there. Those are the Amalekites that he's dealing with. But there was also the Philistines, who David happened to be working with for a moment because his own king, Saul, was trying to kill him. I'm trying to help you here because what happened is you can get caught in betwixt some stuff and you get confused because Saul wasn't hearing from God. Saul was it made it personal, and because he wasn't hearing from God, he turned against David, and now David's a little confused about who he is. You got to remember something. He was promised, I'm going back to the front, he was promised to be king. Now hold it, to be promised king, and now he's running for his life. That's going to help somebody in a minute because I want to share with you, here's one of God's greatest servants that was promised kingship. And because he was promised kingship and others didn't understand it, Saul being one who came against him, and now Saul is coming against the servant David, and David himself, now being a warrior, joins forces with the opposite, the enemy's team. Because why? He's a fighter. So that's what he knows, and what does he know to do? Fight. He gets it in. But the trait that David has, so if you read the chapter before will tell you that David is with the Amalekites, and the Amalekites go and march before their princes. In other words, they bring their troops, and their troops come out ahead of the leaders. And the leader said, David and them were at the end of the procession. And the princes see David and his men, and they say to the captain, what in the world are those Hebrew boys doing in our troops? He said, he has committed to me, and he has served me well. So what am I sharing with y'all? David had integrity. So his integrity, although he was on the enemy side, he's now serving him with the same integrity he would have served Saul. And they said to him, is this not the David that they said killed 10,000 while Saul only killed 1,000? Is this not the David that the people sang about? And the other captain of the army, he said, yes, that's the David. He said, but he has never given me anything to say that he has done anything wrong against us. He has served me well. I want to talk to you so about that integrity. But if you're confused about who you are, and you're confused about where you should be, it's easy to do what you like to do, but be in the wrong place. I'm going to get to there in a minute. So David, I gave you that chapter before. Okay, you can read it on your own. But now David said he comes up, he's going back because the princes reject him. I got to tell you something. God will reject you being on the enemy's side. Although you may desire to be there, there's some things, there's some places you've been rejected from. And yet you keep trying to pursue to want to be there. But I need you to be like David. He accepted the rejection. And he left. And he went back. South. He went back to where his family, where his wives and his children were. But only to find out it wasn't the Philistines that he was serving at the time. It was the Amalekites, another enemy. Oh, y'all thought it was just one. It was another enemy that had come and invaded Ziklag. And when he invaded Ziklag, I could read the rest of the story, but I better tell you about it. Okay? In fact, let me just go a little further. So they down there, they're there, and he said, they came to Ziklag, and on the third day, the Amalekites invaded the south of Ziklag and attacked Ziklag and burned it with fire. And they had taken captive the women and those who were there from small to great, And they did not kill anybody. This was the one thing. They took everybody captive. But they were invading the south, the things that the land that had belonged, that the Philistines had to capture. Right? And this is, they take captive all the women. So David and his men came to the city, and there it was, burned with fire. And their wives and their sons and their daughters had been taken captive. And so then David and the people were with him, lifted up their voices and wept. They were in anguish. They were saddened. Here they were away. And while they were away, they were invaded by another enemy.
I wonder if he's jumping in the scripture.
And David's two wives, they were taken. Now David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him. And this is typical. When something doesn't go right, as long as everything is going good, I've got the crowd behind me, and they rah-rah. But the moment trouble shows up, then some people start saying things about me. I remember a time when we had been flooded twice. We got flooded once and lost everything. And I went back in, and me and a couple guys, and we threw everything out. We got money from SBA and said, we're going to rebuild. And we started to rebuild. And 1 year and 13 days. Y'all didn't hear me. 1 year and 13 days. Another storm came and wiped everything out again. A second time. And I'm crying like a baby. Because I'm like, Lord, why? And now, by the way, I never did get an answer. So it helps a lot.
You don't always do that.
That'll help you too, because sometimes you're looking for an answer that will comfort you. I didn't get one. Right? But what happened was, lost everything again. And I said, now this time, I got to move to higher ground. But what I didn't do was quit. But what I didn't do was give up. So faith without works is dead. Although I lost everything twice. Everything twice. I had to make a decision to arise and to pursue God. Somebody shout hallelujah. I'm not talking about something I heard. I'm talking about something I know. Right? And it said, so David. Then David said to Abiathar, the priest of Ahimelech's son, please bring the ephod here to me. Now I got to tell y'all something so y'all know what the ephod is. It's a covering of the chest with jewels and everything, and the priest wore it.
I'm sorry.
Now I got to tell you something. David was one of the few people that was anointed in three different areas. He was anointed to be king. He was anointed to be priest. Okay, and he was anointed as a prophet, the word of God. So he's anointed in three places. That's not necessarily everybody's calling. But David had that on his life, right? And David was promised a kingship. Y'all remember the story? He's the eighth son. By the way, the eighth son, the number eight is new beginnings, and he's the eighth son, but he wasn't even the son that was born to the other son's mother. So in other words, most people would call him, and I'm not cussing, he would be considered a bastard. But he was God's choice. So that's going to help somebody that's been inquiring and struggling with who they are and where they came from. But David was chosen of God. And so David now understands this plight that he's getting. And he said, but he inquired of the Lord, which is important to me because I want to share with you, we got to stop going to Google and every place else to get our answer when God's trying to talk to you. So David inquires of the Lord, and I'm going to make that a point in a minute because it is we must go after the word. And some of us need to check our attitude and check what's going on in our life. And when it's not right, I need to not inquire of my friend, my girlfriend, or of Bobo, I need to inquire of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And so when I inquire of the Lord, I can get the answer that is necessary for my life. So the Bible says that David inquired of the Lord. So he called for the word, then he sought the word. So David inquired of the Lord, saying, "Shall I pursue this troop? Shall I overtake them?" And he answered him, "Pursue, for you shall for surely overtake them, and without fault recover all." Somebody say, "Recover all." So I want to speak to you this morning. The title of my message is Recover All. But I'm not talking to you about recovering something you lost, something you already had. But I'm talking to you about recovering the promise. David was promised the kingship. It is necessary that he go after the people and show his leadership ability, because when he does, he's also lining him up to receive all. I'm going to show y'all in a minute, because according to the scriptures, watch this, I'm going to go here. So David went with 600 men who were with him, and they came to the brook of Beshor, and where they stayed, and they left some behind, but David pursued, he and 400 men. Now, this is important. This is really important, because he started with 600.
Right.
He started with 600.
Right.
But according to the scripture, he pursues with 400.
Right.
Which means he had to leave 200 behind.
That's right. Everybody ain't going.
Oh, thank you. Y'all got it. Everybody couldn't go.
Ain't.
But it didn't mean not everybody
can't.
Should benefit from the word of God and for the things of God when they assign themselves to commit it to God and to David. I'm going to show y'all that in a minute. See, so it's easy to kick some people to the curb. So there's some people not here. And the pastor, they said, "Well, Pastor, why are you helping them?" Because they wasn't there when we were struggling. They wasn't there when you needed somebody to hold your hand up. They may have not been. But if God assigned them to me and assigned them to this place, then it's my obligation and duty to stick with them and for them to stick with us. Oh, that's so. I told you David had integrity. I want to be like David. Okay. So, in other words, I want to stand with the word of God, regardless of what people say. Okay. And yeah, I know they didn't go. Yes, and I know they didn't do. Oh, and I know they didn't give. And I know they didn't support to the things. Oh, I know all of that. But am I going to not do what God called me to do? So that I tarnish my integrity because of what they did? I don't think so. Watch this. Because this is where I'm at with God. He said, tell the people the truth, and it is up to them to do right. And he said, listen, but David went with the 600 men, but David pursued. He and 400 men, but 200 stayed behind, who were weary, and they could not cross the brook of Beshor. And they found an Egyptian. And so they found somebody who was with the previous camp. And I'm going to just go ahead and paraphrase from here. Because now they found somebody, and they said he had been out there for 3 days because his master left him because he got sick. They kicked him to the curb. And David gave him water and food. And when he gave him water and food, they said his spirit came back in. And he asked him, listen, promise you're not going to kill me. And David promised that he wasn't going to kill him. He said, tell me what they did. He told them, we invaded the south. We burned Ziklag. Everything David needed to hear. He said, but they didn't kill anybody. They took all of them captive, and they took all of your belongings. But not only your belonging, they took the next town over, their belonging, and a couple others. And he said they had all these, what they call spoil, right? Because I'm going to share something in a minute with y'all. So David now is pursuing, and according to the Bible, so here it tells us, and it said, he said, when they found him, we're going to jump down to verse 14. We made an invasion on the south area. And they said, and the territory which belonged to Judah. So he's telling them all about it, right? And they said, then David attacked them, verse 17, from twilight until evening of the next day. Not a man of them escaped except for 400 young men who rode on a camel. Now I need to share something with you. 400 men escaped and they were on camels. David only had 400 men that he went in with. I need somebody to help me. I talked to y'all last week about showing up for the fight. Okay, sometimes we look and say, well, we don't have enough. We need to be equal to them, or we need the number. And it has nothing to do with number and might. It has everything to do with God by faith. Because if God said it, then it has to come back. If God said, don't pursue and recover all. David is now pursuing with 400 men. And the Bible gave you a notice that 400 of them ran, which tells you that there had to be at least another 400 plus, because I'm going to tell you it was quite more than that, soldiers that he came against. And according to scripture, not one of them survived. The only ones that were able to leave was the 400 that were on a camel. I'm talking to y'all about the power of God. I'm talking to you about the promises being fulfilled. I'm talking to y'all about somebody God has spoken to you in your life, and you be careful of settling. See, here's the problem with the enemy. You know, there's a story of a frog that jumps into a pot, and the frog's in the pot. In fact, the frog was put into the pot, and he doesn't jump out because it's water, and he's comfortable in water. But only to know that the person that put him in the pot is now turning up a flame on the pot. Because the person wants to cook the frog.
Some frogs.
But the frog became comfortable in the water. And slowly over time, the warmth just made it feel good. And then it wasn't long that after feeling good, he said, I might as well just go to sleep. And as he went to sleep, it wasn't long that the flames of the water cooked the frog. Or y'all not hearing me? My point in saying that is that we can get comfortable in being uncomfortable or in a dangerous spot. And being in that dangerous spot will stay there because it feels comfortable. I'm talking to somebody in this house today. Don't get comfortable. Don't get comfortable, because that's exactly where the enemy wants you. If you stay comfortable, you will not arise and you will not pursue. David doesn't get comfortable. He pursues, and he's now fighting, and according to scripture, he takes the enemy and recovers all. He said, well, what's the point? Well, I started telling you, and I want to share with you. Not only does he recover all, he recovers spoil that was not even theirs. If he recovers not only what the Amalekites took from him in Ziklag, but he recovers all of what he took from the Philistines, the other enemy. Or somebody will get this in a minute. He gets all of their stuff too. And then he has a few people that says, hey, you know, as we're heading back, you know those 200 that didn't come with us, they shouldn't get nothing. And he said to them, that's wicked. He said, everybody that's with me are going to protect them this. This is the stage that is set for him to become king over Israel. Because that was the difference in him and Saul. David was for the people. Saul was for himself. David now pursues and goes after the people. And why did I say that? Because Joshua, the Lord says to Joshua, arise and prepare the people to cross over. Oh my goodness, I didn't even see this. David had to cross over the brook of Beshur. Joshua's got to cross over the Jordan. There's some stuff that will be separating you from where you're supposed to be. And the deal is, I need to know when you have enough courage and strength to cross over. Both of them have to go across a river. The river is a representation of a flow of something that can either take, could bless you or kill you. Y'all didn't hear me. But they didn't go in fear. They went in faith. There's a difference. If you go in fear, then it'll do what it can do. But when you go in faith, it'll do what it said it can do. Because God said, pursue and recover all. I don't know about you, but I'm going after that which God has ordained and destined for my life. And I want all of you to come as well. You got to gird up. Because here we are. I'm sharing with you. I am convinced our issue is faith. What are you talking about? I'm telling you that he pursued, he asked God, what should I do? God gave him a word. But the word, God didn't just magically make it happen. He had to pursue. When he went with 600, then he gets to the brook where he got to cross over, and now he's even got 200 less. So some of y'all been told to do something, and you don't even have as much as you had the first time when you started. But it doesn't matter about where you are and what you got, because if he said it, you can do it. So the faith is the issue, and how can I prove it? When I went to Hebrews chapter 12, go there real quick. If y'all better look at this, I need to take y'all in. In Hebrews chapter 12, Abel by faith, Enoch by faith, Noah by faith, Abraham and Sarah by faith, Joshua and Rahab. By faith. Everybody was by faith. What was the faith by faith about? Their faith was in what God promised them. Individually, each one of them uniquely different. None of them guys have the same fingerprint. But every one of them pursued God for what he said to them to do. They believed God against all odds. By faith. It occurred. By faith, they obtained what God had ordained for their lives. This is what I want to encourage you. So you said, I'm sharing with you, many of us have been beat down, challenged. And our faith is the issue. I got to tell you something. I don't care what is going on anywhere around me. I've had a lot of negative things. I got to tell you something. I lost everything in my life twice. And it didn't cause me to stop. Guess what the people, remember I tell you what people, I can bring y'all back here. Guess what the people start saying? The people said, he must be cursed. That's what they said about me. Yes. They said, he must be cursed. Well, I don't believe I represent any curses. And I don't believe that because since then, I've gone in to pursue God to recover all. And this ain't it. There's more to the story. So you have to be careful about what people say and what people do and what people believe, right? Because you got to believe what you believe and not let them get into your head. Some of y'all got to protect your ears. There's some people around you saying something that are not of God. Yes. So by faith, we're going to obtain what God said to you. And so I'm encouraging you to the people of God in 2025. Gird up your faith to get what it is God has ordained and destined for your life. Wow, this ain't no name and claim it. This is believing God for what he said. And I'm saying if he spoke it over my life, I know he believes it for your life. You wouldn't be here and I wouldn't have the opportunity to speak into your life. I can pull my message out now. Look, it's time to advance the kingdom. You got to do what David did. He strengthened himself in the Lord. Then he went to the Word of God and he believed it. And then he asked for direction. Should I pursue and recover all? He inquired of the Lord. We want stuff, but we're not asking how. And then we get mad when we got to show up and come up against opposition. When the opposition was always going to be there all along, because it's really designed to see if you'll turn around. If you'll turn back. Or are you who you said you are? And will you do what you said you would do? See, this is real faith. So remember, everybody that I mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11 believed God for that. And they did that. Some of them like Abel, died in faith, only to have his blood still speaking for him. Because God didn't give up on him. And I told you the blood is powerful. So that here, before the blood of Jesus was ever shed, Abel's blood, but it was done in faith. And faith is linked to the word, and the word is linked to Jesus. Some of y'all will get that in a minute. Okay, that's so important. And so David does that. And then, so I need y'all to know something too. So now we see that, and this is important, because the critical lesson here that I want everybody to learn was that David nor Joshua did what they did or won what they won because they had the military might. That they had the strength and the numbers were in place. They didn't. David had less than the amount of people that was there when he went up against them. But what he had that they didn't have is he had the word of God. And when he had the word of God, which means he had the word of God in his mouth, he had the shield of faith in his hand. And he had the sword of the word also in the other hand. And that's what he went with. And in the might of the Lord, God blessed them to recover all. But he recovered things that he didn't even have before, which is what I'm talking to you about. This is not about going back into the enemy camp to get what we have. Matter of fact, most of us shouldn't go back to get anything we used to have because it ain't what we need or want. I'm not going back. Not for something that where I came from, but I'm going forward. And I'm going to get some stuff that I didn't even have yet. But it's mine because he declared it that it would be. Listen to me, listen. In power, equip, kingdom-centric purpose. That is the mission and purpose that I live by now in my life. I'm to empower people, I'm to equip people, and I'm to show them the kingdom-centric way. That there's a process in which you go. By the way, it's a process. Okay? We might, and also, it's in our state, our nation, and then the uttermost parts of the world. Y'all remember the scripture? It was in Jerusalem, then in Samaria, and then to the uttermost parts of the world. It's no different. That's my mission to hear you. So I'm calling you, but it's for the people. It's always about the people. The whole Bible, by the way, guys, is about a God and a relationship with his people. So I need to encourage you, the very thing that he's attacked is your faith. Your faith ought to be in God and God's word and what he said. So when you don't know that, then I can dupe you. Oh, yeah. I can dupe you about other things. Well, we can start to be. I got to tell y'all something. And by the way, my heart goes out to the people in California that have lost their homes. I've never seen anything like it. But I also need to tell you, they also were aware of it. They knew the land was dry, and they built anyway. They knew that in the mountains, the water was really hard to get up there, and so the strain it so very hard to get. They knew that. Most of them knew that. I'm not making this again, but here the perfect storm came. But it's almost like what the enemy is always looking for. And so one of the guys said, he's on national TV, and he says, the house next door survived, but mine burned up. God did not save my house. And I thought, but God saved his life. He can rebuild anytime. I'm not encouraging. I told y'all I lost everything twice. I know what it's like to lose everything. Everything I had was soaking and just washed away with a flood. My bus, just like the ones we have out here, washed a mile down the road and up on a hill where there's no road. That's how powerful the water was moving. We had a secretary that was stuck in the building and couldn't get out. They had to come and cut the bars off the window and rescue her on a boat. Oh, this is real. This is true. But everything inside, water rose 3 feet. And everything inside got destroyed. Not once, but twice. I guess that's why the number two means so much to me. By the way, I need to tell you something. Joshua, his name means Jesus. Joshua is Jesus. He's the second one. Don't know the Jesus, the real Jesus. He's the second Adam. The number two is really important. Okay? Because we keep seeing, oh, y'all don't believe me? Y'all know David, who I've been talking about, who pursues and recovers all? He's the second king. Why am I pointing at it? I just believe the number two has significance. Very much. Okay? And I want to share with you. I want to share with all of you. We got a second chance to get it right.
Hallelujah.
And I know God's in the number two. So I want to encourage you today as we prepare to leave out of this place and those that are watching us that I got another opportunity to get it right with God. And it's going to require my faith in the Word. So I want to tell you, you know, in other words, David said, get the Hebrew, right? I want to tell you, get your Bible. Get your Bible. Get your Word. And let your Word get in you. And so when the Word get in you, and you got it in you, then you can stand up against the wiles of the enemy, because the attacks that will come will give you the strength to have the shield of faith. Oh, glory to God. I just got it. I told y'all everything they did was by faith. They didn't even know that faith was a shield. But they used it and it protected them to get them what they needed to get to where they needed to go. Somebody shout hallelujah. Faith is the key to this thing. I had to ask God, I kind of be moving away from the things. And he said, you are a faith man. Tell them what I put in you.
Hallelujah.
You don't got to go looking for no other message and make something up. Give them what I've given you. The people that I'm sending you, this is what they need. I had two people walk up to me last week, and they said, thank you for the message. I asked God for a word, and I only got one word. Arise.
Me too.
I don't know about you, but I just told those two people.
Like he crossed the bed and
he said, in his word, he said, if there are two or three that are in agreement, he said, there I am in the midst of it. So I got two last week. Right? So I knew what he said. I knew that it was in agreement. And I thought, it just made me so blessed. Okay, thank you, God. Can I hear right? You know, that's important. I tell people all the time, I wear hearing aids in the natural because I can't hear soft sounds. Or anything louder, I'll hear just the louder thing, not the soft thing. But I don't need no hearing aids because they don't work in the spirit. Glory to God. I got to have my spirit man in tune with faith in order to hear what God's got to say. And I'm sharing with all of you, I talk about me to tell you so that this is how we do it. I don't know about you, but you know, it's not here's what to do. The next thing is how. How do I do it? I'm giving you all the why, and I'm also giving you the how. And it's through the word. And he said, listen, victory comes through faith in God and obedience to his word rather than through military might and numerical superiority. One time, I got excited. I had a meeting out in the park, in Brandywine Park. He said, I had church in Brandywine Park. Set the speakers up and everything, right? Out there with the DuPonts and everything. So I'm in the park and I'm having preaching the word of God, and I had this tremendous turnout of people. Hundreds of people came. And I was so excited. And I said to Rob, count the people, tell me how many we got. And he said, Pastor, please don't count the people. Don't count the people. Because it has nothing to do with the number that showed up. And it has everything to do that God spoke to you to tell you to do this. And because you were obedient, he sent people to hear what it is you had to say. And I said, I get it. My natural man wanted to know, because I wanted to boast about the people.
Too sensitive.
And here was the number. And he said, don't do that. It ain't about the people.
It like it moves.
It'll never
it jerks and all
be about things. The people from that it's perspective. The number, but it's always about the people.
To turn, doesn't he own?
So, by the way, Jesus already said, whosoever will. So the whosoever will is those that respond to the word.
That one is
unfortunately, I shared with y'all, as they had to leave a few of them back, everybody doesn't respond.
That's the same that does the robot. That one does not.
It is difficult and challenging for me as a leader because my heart aches and hurts to see anybody left behind. But he warned me that everybody won't go. And I got a message many, many years ago about a boat. And he told me I was on a boat. And I was in charge of the boat. And he said, there's some people that are in the water. And he said, don't jump over and go to help them. I said, why not? He said, in their panic, they will drown you. He says, if you want to help them, send them a life rope. It's the word of God. He said, if you want to help them, send them the tube. And if they want the word, they'll grab onto it. And you'll be able to pull them to safety. He said, but if you go. I was like, I never saw. He said, if you go. He said, the enemy will get you and them. He's using them as bait because he knows your heart is for the people. He told me that. And I said, I couldn't believe it. Because I always thought, I want to do what David did. Go after the people. But you have to go according to the word of God. I clearly heard that. And I want to share with you, I'm here today to encourage the people to gird up, to arise, and to pursue and recover all. And I'm talking to you about recovering something that you didn't lose. There's some things you don't even know that he spoke over your life that you need to have because of who he's called you to be. There's some things and there's some people, there's some lives. But I believe
the wireless shop.
He wants you to help save. Each of us have been assigned some people.
We got to pick a Saturday.
All of us have lost some people and some stuff and some things. And I can go to the young brothers. I'm not. But every one of them
I know he's not
lost somebody they knew.
Business till,
a couple.
So,
how about getting the word on the inside of you and saving a few more. Because if you can get the word out of you into them, that can change their lives.
Yeah.
You're recovering something you didn't even know you lost. Oh, y'all not hearing me. I'm talking to you about God using us in the season and the time, and this is by faith. How do I get it? So I got to tell you, every one of us are called to be ministers of reconciliation. So you say, well, what's that? All of us are called to help somebody get back to God. My life should represent something that can help change somebody else's life. So week after week, I come and I share with you guys and I build, but I don't come and do it just to make to have a message that sounds good. And I hope you nobody ever leaves out of here and says, well, he preached. And he said, well, what did they preach about? I don't know, but it was good. Well, that's worthless if you don't know. If it don't have no effect. I love one of the sisters. She comes to me every Sunday to tell me about that word and said what it did for her. And boy, does that make me feel good. Because I'm thinking, that's what God used for her. Somebody else might have heard something different. But it's the same word. They go forth because it's the word can meet all of us where we are. And I want to encourage you today. Recover all of what God has ordained for you. Go after what God has ordained. It has nothing to do with numbers. People, how much money you got, how much money you don't have. But I can tell you this, money's a byproduct. This thing happens through obeying God's word and being obedient to his word. So through faith is being obedient to the word of God. That's what I'm asking all of you to seek in your souls for this 2025. God, what am I supposed to do? Ask!
I did. I'm sure too.
That's why you got the word arise. You ask! What? So that's take that step. Keep on asking, and you'll keep on talking. It'll all start to come together. I don't think God's the problem in California.
Oh, shit.
I do believe he allowed it to happen. I'm not sure why. But again, where's that dependency going to be? But I thank God on the mass destruction that has occurred, the loss of lives, and I don't want to minimize that. But with your life, and I got to tell you something, lost everything in my life twice, and we were able to rebuild. We were able to regain. And by the way, in the kingdom of stuff, got a whole lot more stuff than I had then. But it wasn't about the stuff. Because the stuff ain't for me.
The little box with the arrow at the top.
The stuff is for the people. Okay?
Get air dropped. Okay.
Thank you, Lord. I'm grateful. And the worship song said that, you know, that he was a provider.
You're
welcome. A way maker. A promise keeper. And I want to tell you that, guys, team,
can you walk
the promise is what I'm asking you to pursue.
To like a slide?
You know what he's spoken to your life. Okay? No one can prophesy to your life. When you hear it, it already resonated because it's already been spoken by the Holy Spirit to you. So let me help y'all. So when you hear it again, so I'm confirming something in many of you. There's some things just because it didn't go right. And there's some people who didn't understand us. There's some things we did in our life that we wish we didn't. But it's too late for that. We've done it. So here's what I'm asking you. Repent and move on. Repent and move on to recover all in Jesus' name. Come on, give the Lord a round of applause. Joshua, after that day, the Lord spoke to him. He arose and he crossed the Jordan with the troops, with the people. Only to get and hit fortified cities and armies, one after another. But I need y'all to know something. Every one of those cities fell to the hand of God. Every one of those, y'all remember one of the big ones, Jericho. Fortified city. One of those places you look at me like, man, there's no way I'm going to be able to get in there. But God said it. So I need y'all to know something. Everything that God's going to do, every move that God's going to make is preceded by a sign.
My bones is hurting.
So he didn't have to use hands, wars, and weapons.
I started working out.
He used the sound. And when the sound went forth, the wall came down like that. Because nothing can go against the power of God and the sound. Oh, yeah. So that's why worship is. I don't believe most worshipers understand how powerful worship is. Because it's the sound that goes forth first. I need y'all to know this. This thing, that's, it's not a joke. It's serious. I believe in that. When that sound goes forth, it'll empower the word and the hearts of the people to go in and get what it is they need. I'm speaking to the worship team. I'm speaking to everybody else. Why worship is so important. You don't need nobody to tell you to get up and stand and be a part of it. You need to become a part of it because it's going to be vital for your life. Here I am going to attend it. Why? Because you're going to need everything preceded by a sound. I got proof. I saw it happen. The walls came down because of a sound. But again, they had to trust God. They were like, march with the band in front of these people. Are you kidding me? He said, do what I said. They not one person questioned them. They marched around the building 7 times, and on the 7th time, the wall came down. But I'm going to tell you something. There was another city that they showed up, so I want you to get it, called Ai. Right? And Ai, boy. They wanted to know how. So in Ai, oh my God. Here he goes. I got to tie it in. You're going to say, well, how did I do with Ai today? It ain't no different. It was a city they wasn't sure about how to do. In fact, they got comfortable that they could just do what they've always done. But you got to continually seek the Lord. So in this age of Ai and fake stuff, you're going to need to continually to seek the Lord so you can get the truth. Not any different. Ai is not greater than God.
That's right.
That's why I love the Bible. The Bible is full of everything that happened there. It's going on today. Now, you're supposed to learn by faith. By faith, Abel. By faith, Enoch. By faith, Abraham and Sarah. By faith, Noah. They just believed, did what they believed, and succeeded. Yeah. Well, I got my mark to where I'm going to follow after. I'm just going to believe. In spite of, y'all don't understand. You have no idea the trouble or the things that have come across that I have to deal with. And if there's places that wouldn't even operate the way I operate and said it because he just believes. They had shut the doors down a long time ago. Oh, y'all have no idea. But I just believe what God said. And because I believe that he's did it. And he's going to do it. It's going to get even greater. I don't say things just to be saying them. I don't do stuff just to be doing it. When I get something, I give you what I believe I got from God, and then I leave it out there. Now, I got to tell you, ultimately, it's up to you to what you do with it. But if you believe by faith, and you know what? They tell me, God knows the Facebookers, they said he's no longer fact-checking. Right? Yeah. But you better fact check. Okay? You need to check the facts. Okay? See what I said if it's in the Word. Okay? Because there's some people saying some stuff that sound godly, but ain't in the Word. And I need to tell you, I don't want you getting misconstrued, nor do I want you taken because of what someone said. I want you to do it because of what you know. There's a big difference. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Say this with me. Say, I will.
I will.
Recover all.
Recover all.
Say, I will.
I will.
Recover all. You got to mean it. And you got to believe it. And I'm going to say, and this all that I'm talking about is a whole lot of things you've never even had before. God wants to see. I'm so excited. I really am really, really excited for the younger people that God is sending into this ministry. And he said, that doesn't mean if you're a baby woman like me, I'm excited for you too. But there's something about the younger people that I'm saying, They're tired of being sick and tired. And I need them to experience the power of God. I need them to experience the blessings of God. And I need them to know that the hand of God is greater than anything they're going to ever face. I need them to experience it. I'll speak that into their life.
I don't think he's a baby boom.
Keep coming. I know some of you struggle. Well, I don't know about this. I'm still being faced with this. I'm still being faced with that. Well, that's the challenge of getting what it is God wants for you. He wants to. Okay. You know why the number two is so important?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you all this. Because the first one is a distraction. And if you turn around on the first one, you'll never get to two. Y'all don't understand that. If you turn around for the trouble that shows up the first time, you'll never make it to two. But if God's spoken, he's able to do it. Well able. And I want to encourage you. The word of God is true.
What? You want me to say something?
And today, we shall recover all. We're going to rebuild this house. Bigger and better than what we have. We're going to rebuild lots of people spiritually. Bigger and better than what we have. In fact, what we're going to get, we didn't have.
That's right.
The level of commitment. The level of power. The level of anointing. Woo, glory to God. And it's going to make a difference in our state, in our nation, and in our world. Somebody shout hallelujah. Glory to God. I need to tell y'all something too. I'm not the one. My job is going to be doing this, which means he needs some people to step up to the plate that he can use. So I'm putting the call out there. I'm letting you know. He's looking for some people that are willing to say, use me, Lord. Here I am. Use me, Lord. Here I am. Yes. Yes to your will and yes to your way. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare your word over this house. I declare the power and anointing in the lives of these, your people. I declare, God, that we shall recover and overtake all the attacks of the enemy that has come against our lives. And it doesn't mean, God, that they'll come, but we know now that we have the power and the strength to make it to the finish line. We thank you, God, for the weapons of our warfare, which are not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. God, we thank you for the shield of faith. We thank you, God, for the sword of the word. We thank you, God, for the helmet of salvation. We thank you for the breastplate of righteousness. We thank you that our loins are girded about with truth. We thank you that our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel. We thank you, God, that we are equipped and ready to go. We thank you, God, that we lack nothing. And Father, we denounce the hand of the enemy. And God, we denounce every negative word we've spoken about what we can't do. And God, we declare that we all things are possible through Christ who strengthens us.
Yes.
God, so with that, we are going forward to claim the land you called us to take. We're going forward to claim the lives of the people you called us to speak into. We're going forward to claim the stuff that you told us to grab and use for the kingdom work. We're going forward because your word says so. God, we thank you. God, we praise you this morning. Oh, thank you. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your blessing. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I'm glad that God continues to speak. And because he speaks, I can hear what it is he had to say. It helped me to come before you today. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you heard what God had to say. But according to Scripture, he said, let them that have ears hear, and those that have eyes see.
Brothers,
so if that's the case, you have ears to hear and eyes to see. What the Lord is saying in this season of your life. And I pray you do it. I pray you respond to it. And as we get prepared for our tithes and offering, this is real big. Are we up here?
Yes.
You guys put up.